Pope Benedict is considering a rule change that will allow a new pope to be chosen before March 15th. Currently, the process of electing a successor cannot begin sooner than 15 days after the pope abdicates. Benedict will step down on February the 28th. The rule change would allow a new pope to be in place by Palm Sunday on March 24th in order to lead Easter services at the Vatican. Jason Barry was the first investigative reporter to tackle the Catholic sex abuse scandal in the U.S. head-on in the 1980s. His 2004 book, Vows of Silence, exposed the culture of secrecy in the Church under Pope John Paul II. I spoke with him today about the resignation of Pope Benedict and the role of former Los Angeles Archbishop Roger Mahoney in next month's papal conclave.
As an investigative reporter who's covered the Catholic Church and the Vatican for decades, how surprised were you when Pope Benedict announced his resignation?
I was really not that surprised because in an interview he gave in 2010, he was asked directly if he would ever consider resigning, and he said in essence yes. His answer was not at this moment. That was in 2010 in the middle of all the convulsions over the abuse cases in Europe. But he said that if the time came when he felt he was not in condition to continue, that he would do so. And when I was in Rome last November, one of the papal audiences I attended, with the large video screens now, even though one sits far back among thousands of people, you get a pretty good image of the Pope. His voice was tired. He looked older, a bit more frail. And with all of the problems that have happened since the arrest and conviction of the papal butler as well, I was not surprised. I don't think he had control of his bureaucracy in his inner circle, and I think his energy was ebbing as well.
What do you think the top priority will be for the College of Cardinals as they head into the conclave?
I think the main priority will be to find a pope who will have an image of a pastor. They desperately need someone who can reduce the internal tensions, put a good face forward in the best sense because of the scandals that have been trailing the Vatican in recent years, and someone who, in the prism of global media, can stand as a symbol of the peacemaker. I mean, that is the paramount image of the Pope as a global statesman standing for the values of peace.
A little closer to home, Cardinal Mahoney, of course, still has a vote in the conclave. He said he will be traveling to Rome to vote. But there's been a lot of backlash against that. This week, even a cardinal at the Vatican has criticized him and said he might want to stay home. How do you react to that?
Well, the cardinal who made the statement was Cardinal De Paolis, who was formerly the head of the economic prefecture. He is a man who has audited the books of the Holy See for a long time. He also happens to be the overseer of the Legion of Christ, a religious order that's been rocked by a series of scandals. The suggestion that Mahoney might want to stay home was so typical of the Vatican. They would never come out and say he shouldn't vote or he doesn't belong here. But it was a real swipe at a cardinal who has historically, Mahoney, wielded substantial power within the Vatican because the Los Angeles Archdiocese is one of the largest and is probably the wealthiest of any in the world. Milan is larger in terms of people, but not in terms of wealth. Mahoney sits on the board of the Vatican Bank. My guess is that one could find any number of dioceses in foreign countries that have felt his financial support. So he is in the crisis of his life because of all these documents coming out. This is an element of tragedy about him. Certainly someone who failed in the end to uphold the values of human life when it comes to the sanctity of children. I think most people will remember him as someone who betrayed the basic standards of truth and honesty and being a forthright pastor.
You can read Jason Barry's current reporting on the church in the National Catholic Reporter and on the website Global Post.